Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Who's an American boy? Glad to have you guys here. So I just want to remind you that you can communicate with me and, of course, the audience by calling the talk line 800-905-0989, which is also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And let us go to that text line where someone writes, I love this, Tony, are you guys going to develop the Pelosi plan for retirement at CSRP? I mean, I need her kind of rate of return, return on investment, which is almost 17,000%. I mean, it is absurd. Absolutely absurd. But then someone wrote this. I'm disappointed. I would have hoped a money guy would have taken the chance to speak to a larger audience about the dangers of, one, the 50-year mortgage, two, $2,000 stimulus payoff checks, three, insulting gaslighting about the economy, four, the push for CBDC, five, billions to foreign countries, and continuing to create foreign wars, seven, the destruction of the real estate market, golden age my butt. Well, okay. There are plenty of elements of what the texter writes that have merit. But that's a lot of real estate, my friend, to cover politically and intellectually. So let me delve into that. Let's start with your 50-year mortgage question, because I think that is well worth questioning. I do not like that idea at all. So for context, President Trump's new federal housing agency and his director, Bill Pulte, floated this idea of a 50-year mortgage over the weekend. So now Trump has been amplifying this on social media. Well, I think when you look at that, okay, I'm going to quote one of my favorite proverbs, and when we've talked to investors over the years, one of the first questions I've asked them is, before we talk about investing money in something, let's talk about your debt profile, because proverb says, the borrower becomes slave to the lender. We as a nation have, in essence, become slaves to the debt that has been created largely by our income tax system. That is another subject entirely. But so stretching a mortgage to half a century, that I think is just bad financial engineering. And all that has done over the years, as we have created ever more lengthy mortgages, has created a housing bubble. You go back to every housing bubble, you can look at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They became those favorite credit machines for people. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So essentially, extending to a 50-year mortgage, all that's going to do is lead people into greater debt and, in my opinion, poverty at some point. I would agree with the texter on this one. Because think of it, all this is doing essentially is just going to elongate this slavery to debt that already stretches across generations. We're talking about half a century here now. Now, what would be a better idea? Well, how about this? Why couldn't the administration use government-sponsored enterprises to enforce discipline? So, in other words, only buy mortgages with a loan-to-value ratio of, say, 80% or less? Because essentially what that would do is it would cap and, I think in time, maybe even deflate a bubble without causing a big crash like we had back in 08. And they've done studies on this. And in the studies, it looks like this could really work well. In fact, one of them, they're actually doing this in Israel, trying to do this. So what would a conservative housing policy look like? Maybe that. Shrink leverage, 80% loan to value as the max, and try to allow prices to reconnect naturally. That don't manipulate it. So at least I address that. Central bank digital currencies, we can all agree that is just a horrifically bad idea. They're trying it in Europe and so forth. And how about the dividend check? So here's another thing that is underway, as you know. Over the weekend, both Trump and Secretary of Treasury Bessent came out and said in various ways that he's proposing a $2,000 tariff dividend to every American. Well, kind of reminds me of the old stimulus checks from COVID-19, basically. And right now, I would have to say that people's confidence in governance overall is about as low as I've ever seen it. So, yes, tariffs have... let me just say this about tariffs. If you go back and you study history, you will find that up until we created the income tax, ostensibly to be a temporary tax to fund World War I, we had a situation where tariffs was how we raised tax revenue. Well, now, of course, the income tax is created just an absolute feeding trough for special interests and the welfare state and all the rest of it. Not a good thing. But tariffs, as you would find if you studied history, have been a very effective thing. Well, Trump has proposed to do this because so far they've generated $151 billion between April and October. That's a pretty good thing and have not raised inflation dramatically. So far, I would have to say, let's not be sending out stimulus checks from that money. Let's take that money and use it to pay down some of this horrific debt we have. Anyway, more to come in just a little while. And of course, we'll get to your texts and hopefully some phone calls. I am Tony Dale, or what's left of him. Tara Trevasius will be back tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.